The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
We're going to be watching Show Me the Money and all them Tom Cruise movies. You know, we're going to talk about our favorite movies. Our
favorite what movies now?
Tom Cruise, my friend. We're doing Tom Cruise movies. Hey, Josh, kick that beat.
Yeah, I know my custos. I know my motherfucking people listening is listening to that intro from Roth and are like, damn, it's bland. Glenn like a nigga putting no season on their Mac. Yeah, your intro was bland, but we gon' try again. We gon' try again.
Yeah. So like I said, we're gonna be talking Tom Cruise movies today.
Who over there is a key grip? All I'm saying is whoever over there is a key grip, punch Tim in the face really fucking hard.
You can't handle the truth, my friend, okay?
What?
If you choose to accept this, this mission will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3. Me and Ralph have been doing Tom Cruise quotes right now.
Lines. These are all lines from Tom Cruise movies, like different ones.
Oh.
It's okay, dude. Okay. It's okay. Every single one of them. You just Ralphed us. You Ralphed me and Ralph with the Russell Crowe.
Like, I didn't get what was happening until you started the countdown. I'm like, okay, that's a Mission Impossible. Oh, I see.
We're talking one of the best actors. I ain't gonna lie, this motherfucker is one of the tight. He's one of the best white actors I've seen in a long fucking time, my whole life.
Not including Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves.
So far, I haven't even got to them yet. When we do a Keanu Reeves special or a Nicolas Cage special or a fucking Robert De Niro or a fucking another one, then yeah, he'll probably bounce down the list. But he's the first one so far.
He's pretty badass, though. Come on, that motherfucker's had, what, 44, 64 movies or shit like that?
Yeah, we've done best Nicolas Cages or anything. We ain't done a best Tom. I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise would have probably been number uno, nuno.
You know, we kind of hit up on him about The Last Samurai, you know? And we
kind of racist.
We had hit up on it in one of our episodes.
Apparently, not entirely. Apparently, there was a white dude who was one of the last samurais.
Yeah, apparently there was. It's kind of upsetting. It could have been the last Asian sound. They could have whitewashed. They could have Asian washed it.
Had an Asian guy play the white guy?
I mean, it was.
Yeah, dude. They
could have
Asian washed it. They could have changed it.
But it was a pretty good fucking movie, though.
They could have changed it.
No, I was going to say the most like method I've ever seen Tom Cruise go is Tropic Thunder, where he does the complete costume change, right? The fat suit, the bald cap, and everything. I want to see him, like, I saw American Made, and
I was going to watch American Made with my Barry Seal, but it got to, I mean, Tom Cruise,
well, here's
a drug runner I couldn't do.
It's more to the fact that, like, maybe I could have believed him a little bit more as Barry Seal if he actually put on the weight.
Yes.
Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe that, yeah. Or if his cast was a little bit shorter. He's really short too.
He is short, but that's not even a thing.
No,
they use low camera angles to fix all that. You know, that's fine. That's whatever. But like, if he gained weight or put on a fat suit for that role,
Have you seen American Made, Ralph?
Yeah.
That's a dope ass story. It's kind of like, what was the Blow? It's dope. It's like Blow.
Does he play the same character? Like, I forget. Like who? And does Johnny Depp play just another one of Escobar's dudes, or
it's one of Escobar's dudes.
What was about Barry Seal is Barry Seal was quick to jump to anybody. It was the highest bidder.
Anybody was paying him out. Exactly.
Yeah. No, Johnny Depp's character was based off a character that only ran with Esco.
Yeah. Okay.
He learned his old like trade from them.
There were a few people, I think. I think there was another one. Who's still alive?
I'm pretty sure Escobar had
he had like a slew of people.
Had a freight of people that you need to use.
All right, guys, we're going to turn this shit around. Fast Signal, we're not praising Tom Cruise like that. You're not going to like what you fucking hear. Like, personally, anybody that likes Days of Thunder, you can go fuck yourself. And I know who you are, and you know who you are.
I watched Days of Thunder.
And you liked it, right?
It's weird because was this before or after Top Gun? Let me ask you that.
Right after Top Gun.
It was after. So that makes complete sense then. It was literally just trying to be Top Gun all over again. It was cool in some spots. And like, you know, some of the racing bits were
that
pretty
movie's
neat.
Like responsible for putting NASCAR on the fucking map, dude.
I'm basically, sure because
Top Gun, every NASCAR be mad at me.
Like, I'm sure it did. What I'm saying is it kind of dragged. It dragged.
It's a fucking race car movie. What the fuck?
And Furious is a race car movie.
I only watched one of them, motherfucker. I only watched like one, and then the ones we had to watch for the fucking shows and shit for the episode.
I'm just saying, Fast and Furious is a race car movie.
And beyond that, there's like circuit racing movies that came out after that have done them. Nice.
Yeah, but
like,
look how many actors have to go into those racing movies.
Okay, you ready for this? Ralph, this is what stomps your shit. What year did Days of Thunder? What year did Days of Thunder come out?
88.
It was 1990.
Okay, and you ready for this? With even more
off the 90s, okay,
right, and with the even more all star cast. What year did Death Race 2000 come out?
Way earlier, 70s.
Yeah, that was 1975.
30 years earlier. Okay, then, and that one holds way more ground than fucking Days of Thunder.
You even have old James Bond movies doing some crazy shit with cars.
I'm just saying, Days of Thunder.
I mean, it's not up there. It's not one of my favorites. Sorry.
No, it's trash. I'm not a fan of Days of Thunder.
Could have been better. Could have been better. Especially coming out after Top Gun, where in Top Gun he plays a literal ace. Like he's like on a shit. Even when he makes a mistake, he's still like this sort of like epic hero. In Days of Thunder,
always his MO.
But no. In Days of Thunder, he plays a more like head up his ass version of it, like talks a lot of shit and then like eats a lot of shit. So it doesn't add to the overall Tom Cruise awesome actor mythos. Like he kind of played a really whiny character. It wasn't the greatest.
When it comes to
me,
here's the thing. I got problems because I'm conflicted. Like Tom Cruise, there's a bunch. I can name three movies right now, and you guys are literally kind of kick yourselves in the ass on how hard these are fucking great movies, and you won't even, you can't pick which one's the best. You ready?
Yeah,
go for it.
Maverick.
Top Gun, okay.
Collateral.
Okay.
Very good.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Which one is your go-to?
Out of those, Collateral. That's an easy win for me.
I can't do Collateral because a bald headed bitch.
I would have done Edge of Thunder.
That's no. She's not it in enough
she's enough to be the main character. She's enough to be the main.
She really isn't. The problem with like she plays the same. You could replace her character with literally anybody, and it wouldn't make that much of a difference. Like,
you know what was weird about that? Mark Ruffalo's character was weird watching.
Mark
him
Ruffalo looked nice, I gotta say. Like
it was weird watching him he looked like a fucking 90s
dude,
straight cop, bro.
And he looked nice doing it. Like he looked he looked pretty badass fucking doing it. I gotta say, like
if you literally put that character, if you put that one, that particular character next to fucking Bruce Banner, people would laugh their ass off.
I very much like Collateral, like especially as someone who fucking like draws like black and white
Tom
a lot.
No, Cruise's
shit.
Hardest character is Collateral.
Largely because he plays the antithesis to every other character he's ever fucking played. Like he always plays the main guy. This one, he goes so far to play the bad guy that his hair is different. You know what I mean? It's not white.
Shout out to Jason Statham.
Did you guys see his original movies? Like his early movies? He was pretty fucking eccentric. He was pretty out there.
In his earlier movie, he's that fucking white boy chewing the gum with the lighting on him perfect. And him
whooping some ass too. Like,
I was watching a few good men. And like, yeah, he pretty much plays like... He kind of just plays like what you think Tom Cruise is offset, like very cocky.
No, but him and Collateral is the completely opposite of any other role he's ever played
He's an operator in that one, but more to the fact, like he's he's lamented. Like, he's
and
very
the way
just...
they give a backstory to the character where they're talking about he did the same MO in Frisco, where he's right. that hitman having a taxi go around plugging. Come on, that character was dope as fuck.
Especially there were a lot of cool motifs going on.
Like,
in that
movie. One of my favorite scenes in fucking.
So, wait, was it one of your favorites or not one of your favorites? I'm kind of confused now.
What do you mean confused? I'm fucking geeking out over him. How confused you need to be? Do I need to pull his fucking pants down and start sucking Vince's
what you said
cock?
In the beginning, you said you weren't down with that movie originally.
No, I didn't.
He's having a hard time keeping track. He's remembering when you said we were going to talk some shit about some Tom Cruise movies, and you didn't realize we slipped into, okay, we're going to throw some flowers.
I'm starting to geek out on Collateral. Okay, are you kidding me? I pulled his pants down. Motherfucker.
Taking sure on point.
No, as soon as the body hit the taxi, it was just like, yeah, this shit.
No. I knew the shit was on point when he zip tied Jamie Foxx to the fucking shit, and Jamie Foxx is starting to honk the horn, and he calls those gangbangers over, and the white boy had me fucking dying. The white boy was like, you need some help? You need some help? And then he takes he robs him of his gun. And then he goes like this, he does the two
and then the three, and it's like,
no, he doesn't rob him of the gun. No, the scene that made me laugh, Tim, was when he sat there. He goes, you zip tied and shit? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah. And he starts going and rummaging through the car. And he realizes Jamie's is tied up. He goes, I'll bust you in your motherfucking head.
My favorite that made me laugh is like, it's right after the club, right? Like everything just wrapped up and fucking Ruffalo's like, escorting him out, right? He gets out there and Jamie Foxx is thinking, oh shit, okay, I'm safe, I'm good, I'm all right, I'm well. Fucking Tom Cruise, like off camera, just fucking pops Ruffalo dead. Like, no, it's like dead. It's not even a grand scene or anything. He falls.
That was dropping, bro. And then
the funniest part is like he gets in the car and Jamie Foxx's expression is literally just...
And you knew it was real, too, when the body hit the fucking taxi in the first murder, and then Jamie Foxx is about to run, that Tom Cruise drew down on him. Stop!
Nope. Don't you fucking... I'm not the biggest fan of fucking, like, saturated film grain in movies, but, like, with the mood that Collateral is, it was fucking tight. It was great.
Oh, shout out Jason Statham.
His early role in there, yeah.
No, Collateral is one of the dopest fucking Tom Cruise movies. I'm going to say that. One of his shitty movies, to me, I ain't going to say, because I ain't watched none of his shitty movies. The old school ones with Law Firm and military and it's more
those
dialect.
Those aren't shitty.
Have you ever seen The Outsiders?
The Outsider is great. The
fucking nope. badass movie.
Not everybody is going to go watch The Firm because not everybody is has
The
has
Firm,
interest
I passed
fucking-
that up. Nope. Nope.
I'll tell you what. I watched that. It's not going to be everyone's movie. No, for sure. But the drama's not fucking bad, dude. It's one of Tom Cruise's earliest exercises in like acting.
What year did that movie come out?
That was 93.
And then Risky Business. Oh. I mean, Josh is going to do Risky Business with my head. 93? Josh is going to do the editing of me doing the Risky Business dance. I never watched it, but I heard it's about a brothel or some shit. But nah, Interview with the Vampire was my first introduction to Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
And by far, is one of my favorite, that's my favorite vampire movie. I don't give a fuck about Bram Stoker's Dracula. I don't give a fuck about that Blade shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. When it comes to a true vampire movie and story, Interview with the Vampire with fucking Tom Cruise's Lestat is fucking dope. And you can tell Tom Cruise really liked that fucking role.
That's a book. That's a series. That was like number three of the fucking series. But it was a fucking great.
I think they had like a TV
movie.
Series too. Like, I don't know.
But they got a movie now. They got a TV show now with the same character. But he's gay. They're totally going out there flaming. I get it. Vampires have always been that. I get it. But they kept it inside the coffin. Now they've opened it outside the coffin, and it's, I get it.
I mean, I haven't read the book, but I'm willing to bet that he was more openly gay in the book too, that they based it on.
It's an Anne Rice book series, by the way.
Yeah, it is Anne Rice.
Yeah, so he, I'm pretty sure.
But he's not actually in the book series. It doesn't read how they did it in the movie with Brad Pitt. You don't read any of that stuff that he was. He caresses his face and he fucking does all this shit.
Right. Then, like, there's
no, Ralph. I'm not talking about the one with Brad Pitt. I'm talking the new one. When I started watching the new one, the newest one, I started watching. I'm like, that's dope. We get a new interview with the vampire.
But what we're saying is, like, the stuff that's in the book that is more overtly, like, gay and everything, they omitted in the Brad Pitt movie.
Okay.
Like, my mom was a big, huge fucking Tom Cruise fan. So, of course, during the drive-ins, you know, you go see your double feature. We were always watching at least whatever Tom Cruise movie came out, because it seemed like every year he was coming out with a new one and shit.
God, I wish drive-ins were around back here now.
Nah, dude, man.
Aside from The Firm, what's another Tom Cruise movie that you're trying to stay away from at all costs?
Well, you said military, so probably A Few Good Men too, right?
Legend.
Legend? Oh, yeah. Wait. Is that the one that's on, like, is
that's that the fantasy elf one.
I wanted to watch that one. I was like, ooh, that's different. I haven't seen him do anything.
It's the
like
only
this.
One you're gonna see him in something like that.
Only it's fantasy only wizards never again and elves again. And yeah. Orcs and
because after of that he focused on being number one cool guy.
After that he was like, listen here, guys. If I fuck around, I'll be a nerd for the rest of my life doing nerd shit only.
Yeah, he was like, now I ain't feeling this shit. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I can't act to something that's out there. No, have you guys ever seen Valkyrie?
Look at this shit.
Valkyrie was hard to watch with the fucking...
Look at this shit. Look at this.
Saving the last unicorn. Saving my last motherfucking unicorn. There it is.
Yeah, the last unicorn.
No, I gotta see this. I gotta see what this is about. Like,
You've never seen Legend before, Tim?
I haven't seen Legend, no.
Dude, it's fun just to watch that shit just to see
it's
it.
It's fun to watch, but it's weird to me because maybe if I watch it now on marijuana, it might hit different.
A lot of marijuana. You have to take Tom Cruise out of the character.
As a kid, I'm watching it. And Tom Cruise has got the fucking shingles like he's Jewish, a Jewish elf.
The fish suit.
Yeah, and then he's walking around with boots to his knees. And then you got this weird wizard chick doing this shit the whole time, like obsessed with him.
Here's the thing. Like, visually, he seems like the perfect guy for that movie.
The Muppet. The Muppet that played the fucking villain. That fucker's pretty badass.
No. The demon... And that shit was the hardest shit in Legends, if I'm right.
Jim Henson Muppet.
I'm only hearing reasons to watch it. So, like,
No, there's no reason not to watch it. But that's his funniest movie. You'll never see him in a different role ever again, bro.
He never did that shit. He never touched it. Nothing even close to it.
What's a movie, like, even with Bud, you're like, no, I can't do this.
Taps. His first movie where he puts a fucking psycho fucking, like, student fucking trying to, like,
Days of Thunder, I told you.
Okay, so Days of Thunder, The Firm.
Fucking Josh, you got to keep that last one in.
Okay, but you can hear that.
Yes.
Yeah, the door is closed and everything.
And it's going to bleed through. It's going to bleed through Tim's fucking headphones and everyone's going to fucking hear it.
When Tim said The Firm, she goes, hell yeah.
Okay, no, we need a third one. We need a third, like, no, I can't do this.
I'm telling you, he plays a fucking student that they're going to take over their fucking military, their military school.
That's yours, but what about Booze?
I told you Days of Thunder.
No, we got Days of Thunder and The Firm. What's a third one? We need a good solid
I like
set.
That hit. Something, something, something. Tell her she blowing, Josh. She blowing right now tonight. That's a singing. That's a singing.
Bro.
All right, so Tom Cruise movie that sucks ass off the top
and
of the
a
head.
Third one, just like we've got two, we need one last one, because, like, here's the thing, we could talk about awesome Tom Cruise movies all day. I can talk about Collateral. I could talk about
okay
Minority
here's
Report.
The thing, I guess it's considered one of the weakest movies. It's so weak that these didn't even remaster it. I've even called Tim, like, bro, what year did 4K come out? And Tim, and They didn't remaster this on Netflix. They gave us the standard version, 1080. War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Oh.
No, fuck you, dude. That's no, The Mummy. The Mummy.
All right, you know,
no,
Josh.
Way worse than War of the Worlds.
I would put the Mummy.
Okay, Josh.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, I get that. But let me tell you how bad War of the Worlds was. I went to the theaters to go see it, right? And there was this old fucking man there with us. Not with us, but in the same row as us. 10 minutes into watching it, he gets up, and I swear to God this happened. He gets up 10 minutes into the movie. I'm not watching this bullshit. This is fucking garbage. And he walks out, and this was like 60.
He full protested.
This was like 60-year-old white man, bro. I'm not watching this crap.
Yeah, but like, what if he had originally listened to the War of the Worlds in the audio version, right?
Yeah, on the radio?
Yeah, what if he was
on the radio? Yeah. I don't know.
That's a fucking phenomenon, dude. Come on.
I get it.
He's sitting there comparing it to the OG. Like,
but when he saw it in live action, and was like, shut this shit down.
He said, no, that's not what it was like. That is not what it was like.
Let me tell you this. Didn't even see a fucking alien before he walked out.
Well, no, because I understand him. He's like, I don't give a shit about this son. I don't give a shit about this family. I don't give a shit about Tom Cruise's job. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about any of this. This is horseshit.
Low key, the first 20 minutes was about how he was a deadbeat motherfucking cargo.
That's all it's about, the first 20 minutes. And he goes to becomes a fucking Superman and shit.
Yeah.
What did he tell the first off? Didn't even own a mechanic shop, and the mechanic couldn't figure out what was going on with the car. Hey, yo, Ray, what should I add? Check the solenoid. And it worked. I'm like, all right, this is a super.
Yeah. Yeah. Is.
They tried to hype that movie so hard that Universal tour had the War of the Worlds set
the
for
fucking
like
airplane set. Let me tell you this. My wife's never seen the movie. When she saw that scene, she happened to come in when that scene was on. She's like, huh, the scene from Universal. I'm like, fuck, you've never seen this movie? No, what movie is this?
Wow.
If that doesn't tell you.
But it was Universal.
And yeah, Steven Spielberg.
Okay, that's a pretty bad one. But no, dude, the Mummy, I haven't seen it, but the Mummy was apparently so bad that it killed an entire like film franchise.
The Mummy was tied to me. I don't care what anybody said. The Mummy was
Tom Cruise Mummy?
But Tom Cruise's Mummy was more like the original Mummy, though. That's what
I liked it because fucking Russell Crowe as Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was pretty fucking cool. I ain't seen that movie I only watched it once. I haven't watched it again, but I'm going to watch it again. I want to blow through a bunch of other Tom Cruise shit, pause, before I get to the fucking meat and bones in the ass of Tom Cruise's best movies, pause. But Russell Crowe, goddammit, his ass was fucking hard in that movie, pause.
What about Rock of Ages? That fucking movie's a piece of shit.
But that's a spoof on rock nostalgia.
It was entertaining. I watched it. It was pretty fun. I watched it once when it came out, but I haven't seen it since.
I wanted to see Rock of Ages because he plays something Lazarus or something.
Yeah, no, he plays essentially like the Guns N' Roses, like super glam rock metal.
He's a hair metal fucking rocker.
Yeah,
not even Guns N' Roses. He's more
like they cover
like
all the classic rock
like
songs and everything. Like they
Def
do.
Leppard, he's like one of them hair bands and shit.
It was pretty fun, man. It was a good time.
Tropic Thunder by far touches the boundaries on every level.
Of course. You can't beat Tropic. You can't beat his most outlandish performance that would have been so fucking good.
I didn't figure out that it was him until the end.
If it didn't get leaked beforehand, and you actually
got leaked.
I didn't catch the leak, so I watched the whole fucking movie.
It got leaked when it had his face. It had his whole face, and it said Tom Cruise is in a fat suit.
Yeah, the
article
the fat
was
hands and the suit.
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise in a fat suit for his next role.
Oh, I got lucky. I got lucky and fucking didn't find out about
that. And then
that.
When I saw it, I'm like, that's fucking Tom Cruise.
It was hilarious.
If someone tried to write that script today, a studio wouldn't have picked it up.
Nah.
Remember that movie White Chicks that came out a long time ago?
White Chicks is fucking racist, and I wish they would fucking reprimand that.
Well, they wrote the script for Black Chicks, and every studio said, "Nope, ain't touching that. We are not going to touch that."
We shouldn't touch White Chicks too.
It's whiteface.
It's not fair. Listen here, bro. I'm all about
equality. At its principle, it's racist. Yeah.
To go way back to the whole, you know, point of the episode, I did agree with Boo's last suggestion, because I do think that there's like something that's more in depth than the actual performance. Because you can, you know, you could say like, oh, you know, a performance is what determines one's best movie, right? But I don't think that's true. I think that there's like how people see music and art, right? There's a contextualization around it, right? And so that's why I think Tropic Thunder's like really significant with Tom Cruise, because when you think about it, when it came out, right, this was the 2000s. He was one of the biggest Hollywood stars. But
also, he was down and out for a little bit there. He was trying to make a comeback. You don't understand.
At this point, listen here. No. Listen here. Yeah. When the Les Grossman character came out, Tom Cruise literally was a meme on Oprah's couch talking about how in love he was with Katie Holmes, and the Scientology shit was at its peak.
And you know, you're in a negative point of view from the public's eye. So,
and Tom Cruise never beat his bitches like Superman.
No,
Roth.
But like, what's crazy though is that like. Dude, even less gross than the character, right? Ben Stiller wrote that. It took him 8 years to write. The dude literally read the script and created the character himself. Every part of Les Grossman was not written by someone else.
Right. It was Tom Cruise.
And I think what makes it better, dude. Yeah, dude, it's all him.
There was just so much of that.
That's an ear. There's little things like Diet Coke, and all the fucking Diet Cokes pop up. Or the fucking, you ain't gonna be in no bitch motherfucking first class. We get you a G5, motherfucker.
Yeah, the whole shit. Fucking like dancing thing to
him talking shit. Was it hood shit?
No, the terrorist shit.
Flaming Dragon.
Like, we're Flaming Dragon, and we had Simple Jack. And he goes out of nowhere and goes, "We don't do terrorists," and hang up. We don't deal with terrorist people.
but dude, not even then. Like, the first scene is the one you keep on referencing, where he's like punched the key grip, punch him really fucking
Another line in that same fucking scene is when Nick Nolte's talking. You gotta put him in the shed. You gotta put him in the fucking shed. You gotta fucking. These pansies, you gotta fucking let them know what's real to make this movie. And he goes, who are you? He goes, I'm the one that wrote this fucking story. I'm a fucking tay bag. I wrote it. He goes, sir, you're a fucking national treasure to this country, and they need to make a fucking statue after you. But right now, shut the fuck up.
Tom Cruise needs to do more comedies. Like, I know American Made was like his little like, maybe I can get away with some jokes here. No, he needs to
I don't know.
His funny bone.
Edge of Tomorrow was pretty fucking funny.
It was funny. But that's like, it like you
Edge
you can
Tomorrow
you,
was
you know that you know that comedy wasn't its base though. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, you knew comedy was its base because of the dying aspect. Like, there were times when he would fuck up, she'd pull a gun out. He's like, "No, I'm fine. Oh, fuck it." Like, there were comedy aspects, bro, that were funny about. Because Edge of Tomorrow is one of my favorite movies, man.
It's a good movie. I'm saying you know that comedy was not its base. It like, there was room for it like there is in, like, a Marvel movie. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like...
I'm going to argue it was a comedy because the opening scene, the first runaround on the beach, was fucking funny. The first runaround on the beach. When he's sitting there, and he's like, "How do you do this?" And then it was dropping, and, you know... It was hella comedy heavy in that shit, like a video game, bro.
Like, you don't call every action movie a comedy, even though there's, like, plenty of jokes in there. That's what I'm saying.
But it was more like a dark comedy, though.
It was more of a thank you, Ralph. I finally agreed at 20 episodes. Yeah, Ralph, it was more of a dark comedy, bro.
I could see that argument.
Asshole. You ain't got to be a dick, dude.
I said thank you.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Fucking shit. Fucking Boo just auto-reacting everywhere he goes.
Told you guys. Listen here, bro. When you want to argue with me and I'm really going against you, I've already have two rebuttals programmed in my head to gun back at you before I realize I computed your first response.
That is not fucking conducive, you asshole.
Yeah, then I respond to your first response.
My ADHD works the same way, fucker. I don't hear somebody for like a couple seconds and shit. Like, I hear you speak and I see you speaking, but I'm not listening.
No, you got ADHD. I'm just a stubborn prick.
One last point for Tropic Thunder on being one of the best performances is the fact that he kind of provides you with like an exploitive view of like producers behind the scenes. Which isn't really...
Oh, producers, when there's no phones, yep, there's no cameras, and they feel about the fucking actors. And let me tell you like this.
How they treat actors.
Matthew McConaughey has one of the best lines ever in the movie to Ben Stiller. Say it with me, buddy. You make me happy. Fucking Simple Jack, bro. Oh, you make me happy, baby.
Because you can't go
a little.
All right, well, dude. before we close out, Roth, what's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
My favorite one is fucking Outsiders, always.
Outsiders? Not exactly a Tom Cruise movie per se, but no, okay.
Boo and I said Jerry Maguire or the Outsiders for Roth.
I called it, didn't I? He started off with Jerry Maguire. I said, bro, I said this to, I told Tim, he's like, so Tim asked me,
you know,
I texted him, did you text Roth or fucking shit? I already know what Roth's coming with. It's going to be fucking Outsiders, Jerry Maguire, or fucking Top Gun.
No, I was going to go to a couple different movies. I was going to say Cocktails, Risky Business, and Outsiders.
For me, outside of the, of course, you know, top shelf Tropic Thunder and Collateral, Minority Report.
I love Minority Report.
That's a great one.
We speaking of that, let's give a quick shout out to that. Minority Report is ahead of its time when it comes to movies about precogging cops, because we got them now, precogging cops, mm-hmm, based off of your internet shit that going off of this terrorist. So,
dude, have that you seen the new cameras that they put in L.A.?
Tom Cruise just really does, like, he does noir well on any kind of subgenre, too. Like, Collateral is, like, neo-noir, like general L.A. and shit. Minority Report is, like, future
Frisco
cyber-noir.
Or Boston. Was that Frisco or Boston?
But then between that, he does fucking Mission Impossible. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay.
Oh, Ethan motherfucking Hunt is the tooth, bro. That is the tooth. But my favorite Tom Cruise is Scientology Tom Cruise. Scientology Tom Cruise, I had you fucking dying, bro. Because you know why?
He's pretty wild.
You know why? There's no acting. It's 100% real.
He's being serious.
He's being serious.
That's all him.
What he's saying.
That's all him.
I hear rumors that he's been stepping away from it.
But here's the thing. And here's another thing.
Now he'll die.
I feel sorry. Tom Cruise had two of the hottest white women of his time, Katie Holmes and Nicole Kidman. Like,
he also had Penelope Cruz for a minute there,
Penelope
too,
Cruz, too, for a little bit. Like, he's had some baddies, bro. But what he fucks up is he shows them that Scientology life. And that's when they're like, oh, we walking away from you.
Like, no, we heard Leanna Reese's fucking.
No, this is before her. This is before her and that Joe Rogan shit. This is before her and that Joe Rogan shit. Because Nicole Kidman dipped on him. Yeah, when they had that kid issue because of Eyes Wide Shut. Eyes Wide Shut, their relationship went the wrong way because they was fucking on camera. They realized they was doing OnlyFans before OnlyFans.
Wow. More or less. And then, yeah.
Am I lying, Josh? Think about it. People who were obsessed with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise and then really obsessed with that power couple loved that Eyes Wide Shut movie. Loved it.
I have some spank bank material.
And then Tim, you never mentioned Vanilla Sky.
Of course I did. Well, I didn't mention it here. I mentioned it I mentioned it on the phone earlier this week.
Yeah, because, like, you talked
like
to
when
me
we
about
first
Vanilla
started
Sky.
When we first started talking about this, like Vanilla Sky was like off the bat, like one of the first things I mentioned.
And that's how him and Penelope Cruz fucked around.
Mm-hmm.
That's another movie.
Vanilla Sky's also fucking up there. I'm like, I'm gonna give it to Minority Report just because like it hits all my check boxes.
Oh, and last week, guys, I forgot to tell you guys, I've been wanting to say this. The reason why I don't like Godzilla, I just remembered this, Tim. I've been wanting to say, because he's the fucking Captain Planet of fucking monsters, bro. He can literally, like, I see fucking heart. He never fucking dies, and fucking he survives.
He does die. He's died twice.
And how long has he lived? Because, like I said, the movie has him living 10,000, 20,000 years.
If you have to understand.
Dies twice in 20,000 years.
You gotta understand, there's Godzilla is more... I keep saying Godzilla is more like Batman in the sense that he's had so many different iterations and so many different kinds of Godzillas. Like there's a funny Godzilla. There's a serious Godzilla. There's like an in between. There's so many different
violent
ones.
Godzilla, non-violent
the
Godzilla.
First ever Godzilla dies. And then Tom Cruise
would make it. He'd make my movie for sure. If he was in the next Kong versus Godzilla too.
If he was in a Godzilla, if he was in a kaiju, anything, it'd be pretty tight. It'd be
pretty fucking cool. Hey, Josh, kick that beat, man.
Be good humans.
Half the time or 25% from Josh's, from Roth standards. Not all the time.
Please like and subscribe. Shout out to Big Comedy Network.
Guys, if you guys are walking in an alley and you're getting beat and Roth sees you, he's going to assess the situation.
You're doomed.
Then possibly be
as long as you're not Superman, I'll call you guys out.
And then possibly be a good human. That's what you gotta deal with, bro.
Anybody that knows me will know. I will fucking back you up. It's up with us, Superman.